It is Friday and time once again for the Friday Five, which we haven't had for 5 weeks now.
Two weeks.
Okay, sorry. Sean Ramaswamy, host of Sideshow, Studio 360 podcast about art, about not about museums, right? It's just about art.
Seldom about museums.
Number one.
One.
I don't know if you heard the Confederate flag came down in South Carolina.
No.
Yeah. But what you probably didn't hear, I think that was sarcasm, but what you probably didn't hear was that it had a lot to do with an amazing 6-second vine that was posted to the internet. And it's of Mario from, you know, Super Mario Brothers. He would run up this, like, hill of blocks at the end, and then he'd have to jump and hit this flag and drag it down. And some brilliant internet wonder kid took that and replaced the, like, you've beaten the level flag with the Confederate flag. And it's poetic. And you want to hear what it sounds like?
Absolutely.
Just like the game.
Which is like any moment in Mario.
It's a victory, yeah.
Exactly. Number two.
I want you to imagine a kid sort of skating across a pond with a shovel and then him falling and the shovel flying out of his hand and landing on the ice, clanking down like dun, dun, dun. Can you picture that?
Yeah, I can. I don't know why I would be picturing that.
Let me tell you why. Because someone took a video of this happening on the internet and did this with it.
So brilliant.
Isn't it so brilliant? Yeah. I think when 2015 comes to an end, we'll remember the Confederate flag coming down and that video. It's called Smells Like Teen Shovel.
Evoking, of course, the Nirvana.
Indeed.
Classic. Number three.
Another mashup. This time, it's Rihanna, who's been having a huge year. Her year started out with a collaboration with Kanye West and Paul McCartney. She stole the show at the Met Gala. One of her songs, let's call it Witch Better Have My Money, but replace witch with the bad word that I can't say. Is arguably one of the songs of the summer. Korn, the new metal band from Sacramento, California, not having a huge year, but someone mashed them up. I'm calling it Korn Better Have My Mashup. I don't know. Take a listen.
Made without high fructose corn syrup.
No, definitely not. You don't look like you enjoyed that very much.
I just, you know, I couldn't get the mash part.
I like the blend. And 800,000 people agree with me, John.
Exactly. Which is a small number for the internet. Note that. Number four.
Paul Feig is a filmmaker. He's directing the new Ghostbusters movie. Mm-hmm. And while I was gone, he began to slowly tease sort of some of the props and some of the cars and sets and costumes on Twitter. One of the photos is this brilliant, brilliant image of the cast, the new cast, which is Leslie Jones, Melissa McCarthy, Kristen Wiig, and Kate McKinnon in their new outfits. And Kate McKinnon is so clearly the new Egon. And I'm nominating it for Photo of the Year. I think it's just brilliant.
Anything about Ghostbusters.
Exactly. Absolutely. But the all-female Ghostbusters, really. It's long overdue, and it looks so, so good. I can't even imagine how many times I'm going to go see that movie in theaters.
Number five.
So a man wearing a giant giraffe mask that's like 8 feet tall and that's lip-syncing Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On may not sound like something you need to see, but believe me, it is. Just picture a giraffe, but a guy in like his sweats with the giant giraffe mask, and he's holding this stick, and he's like pantomiming the words, and it's just the best thing.
Where do you buy a giant giraffe mask?
It's a fair question.
On Amazon?
Probably. Amazon Prime, yeah. That's all I got.
That's all you got? Nothing on Iwata? From Nintendo?
No.
There's been so many things about him, the CEO of Nintendo, who died.
Exactly, because you can find those things easily. I'm bringing you the stuff
that
you can't
find.
Of course. That's what we do here, John.
Did you
forget the premise of this segment?
Sean Ramaswamy, host of Sideshow, a Studio 360 podcast about stuff that's really hard to find. You can't find this stuff. Sean does. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, John.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.